Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Friday to you. This is Mike Brenhog, your host of Fast Biz Growth Radio. And the whole purpose behind this show is to focus on bringing experts, bringing ideas and thoughts and techniques to the show so as you as a listener can walk away with something that can allow you to increase the value of your business, to increase the growth of your business. And today on our show, I'm very excited to have our guest today on the show, because one of the things that we have not talked about too much on this show is financing and money to grow your business. Now, there's no doubt, you cannot deny that the past, 4 years or 5 years has been extremely challenging for a lot of business owners. It's been challenging for them to find money at all levels of business. Well, money really is the oxygen of your business. If you don't have any money, how are you going to grow your business? How is it going to live and breathe, right? You've got to have money coming in, and certainly there's money going out for other resources to grow your business. So today on our show, I have a very special guest, Adam Lomax. And Adam is an expert on financing and factoring for growing business. He's been in this business, for almost 7 years now, specializing in this. And he's going to share with us kind of the ins and outs and what some of the options are for entrepreneurs, for small business out there to allow you to grow your business, to allow you to put some oxygen back into your business. So, Adam, welcome to Fast Biz Growth Radio. We're excited to have you on.
Thanks so much, Mike, and good morning to you. You covered a lot in that intro, and I appreciate the word focus so much, because that's exactly what having reliable cash flow can provide a business owner. Mm-hmm. Most business owners are not in the business of seeking financing. They're in the business of doing what they do. And if they spend all their time running from bank to bank or going to, person to person, trying to locate the money they need to grow, obviously they're not focused on what they do best, run their business.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, and on being an alternative, we are an alternative financing company, an alternative mainly to banks. That's generally what's out there, and most people think first of banking, which is appropriate. Banks are, if they're going to work with you, they're a great source. The real challenge, and you touched on it in the intro, is that in the last 4 to 5 years, everybody in the traditional financing market, with very few exceptions, has become very tight-fisted, very conservative.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I talk to business owners all day long, profitable, established, new startup of all kinds and all flavors and all industries that are having a tough time getting financing. It's just a tough time all the way around.
Yeah. So, Adam, let me ask you this. Prior to 2007, 2008, when things started to turn in the economy, what were some of the common avenues that entrepreneurs or small business were going down to pump financing, to pump money into their business? I know of a couple offhand that a lot of folks were doing that actually caused some problems, but I want to hear from you since you're the expert. What was some of the traditional methods people were using, five, six years ago?
Yeah, there's almost a regular flow. I mean, when you start a business, most people start with their own money, family, friends, mm-hmm. that kind of situation, and that gets you to a point. However much you have, gets you to a point. In the old days, and I'll refer to that, in the old days, a lot of people then went to either credit cards or home mm-hmm. equity lines.
Yep.
Those were common avenues, and money was cheap back then, so it kind of made sense. But now, home equity lines, as we know, are nearly impossible, very difficult to come by. Business credit cards are still there, but the rates have gone up a lot in the last 5 years, and in terms and conditions, et cetera. So it's not quite as attractive as it used to be.
So, Adam, as someone that specializes in money, financing, and factoring for business growth, do you recommend the credit card route for certain businesses?
Yes, I do. It is still an option, but it's, mm-hmm. like I said, not as attractive as it used to be. So for businesses that have regular flow of customers, you can not carry much in terms of balances on credit cards. Mm-hmm. And if you use it in that manner, it still can be an attractive option for you, yes.
Yeah, and that would probably be more for startups. I'll be honest with you. I've never been a fan of using credit cards to start a business. I think credit cards is kind of a last option for somebody that is maybe not fully prepared. Obviously, they don't have any other resources, but credit cards for me are more of a backup plan instead of a startup plan. And the reason is, when I look at credit cards, because I've talked to a lot of business owners in the past few years that, when times were good, they started a business with a credit card. Well, guess what? Business, changed. Now they have all this credit card debt that they're strapped with, and it's really put them in a difficult financial position because they started their business with the credit card. And the credit card companies, as you know, they can change the interest rate at any point. They play their games. But it's created a real financial pinch for a lot of, entrepreneurs and small business that have, a lot of credit. Some of these, over $100,000 in credit card debt.
Sure. And, you just mentioned something that most people don't have. They've learned about the hard way recently. Mm-hmm. And that is, whether you have a credit card, a bank loan, a bank line of credit, or anything else with a bank, really, the bank is always in charge of that, and they can make a change on a moment's mm-hmm. notice. And I do work with a lot of folks who, and I'll just paint a picture, 5, 6, 7 years of a line of credit with a bank, gets a letter that in 20 days it's being termed out, as they say in the banking industry. It's being turned into a loan due payable in X days.
Mm-hmm.
And that can put a real pinch on your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So share with us then. Some of the avenues out there, certainly we just talked briefly about credit cards. People used to use their home equity line. That was huge. People were buying businesses, growing their business, pulling money out of their house to do that. That is not, I don't see that as being an option today. I don't think banks are lending the money on houses. Obviously, the equity is not there either to justify that for banks to lend on that. So what are some other options for the entrepreneur, the startup business, or the business maybe that they're just challenged? They have a good model. Maybe they're squeaking by each month. They just need a little extra. What are some other options to pump some money? The oxygen, and I love the name of your company, Oxygen Funding, because it really is the oxygen of the business, to allow them to get through the hurdle, or to allow them to grow their business during this economic time.
Yeah, that's a great topic. And what I will say, when you talk about business financing, in most cases there is not a one-size-fits-all answer.
Mm-hmm.
According to whether you run a consumer-facing business, a business-to-business business, there's a whole bunch of scenarios that certain financing works better than other types of financing.
Yeah.
So I'll talk as much as I can in generics here.
Okay.
The U.S. government's done a pretty good job in the last few years of expanding the Small Business Administration. So if you happen to fall into their pigeonhole type products that they have, that is an avenue where people are getting some level of business financing. There are, of course, whenever you go to something like that, there are some particular strings and things you have to watch out for. But at the end of the day, there is some money available in that area for some businesses. The next thing that has come up of late, and it's kind of a buzzword, but for certain businesses, crowdfunding can come into the mix in the early days. And I say that because most of the folks I know that have had success in crowdfunding, it's typically less than a couple hundred thousand, oftentimes less than $100,000 worth of success. And it is something, and they have a service or product that is, I'll call it, fashionable. It's something that can get people excited, that you can write up and really get to the heart of somebody so that they are willing to contribute or donate or whatever you want to call it in a crowdfunding thing. So if you have that option, it can work to some level as well in today's environment. So
And Adam, for our listeners that may not be experienced with all the financing terms like you throw out, crowdfunding, just explain to us real quick what that is.
Sure. Today there are, there's several websites. I know Kickstart is one I can think of right off the top of my head, but there's a few others that are pretty successful at almost like a social network site type situation where people are on these sites. They've chosen to be on there. They're surfing around. They're looking around, and on these sites are pitches. They're written pitches for business opportunities. Now, of course, it's all done in web markup language, so
yeah.
It's pretty and all that. And, you know, and if you have something that's more, I would say, cause-related or you know, something that is hitting a thing that people like, then someone might be interested, and there's a button on there that says contribute. And you can literally hit the button and give them $30 for their business or $100 for their business.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you've got the right kind of situation, that can work.
Oh. Okay. And so you're seeing that folks at the startup, like that Kickstart that you mentioned, for smaller numbers or amounts, they can realize a little bit of success there?
Sure, sure. In the right situation, yes.
Okay. And then what are some other options, you know, for a company? Let me paint a scenario here that, you know, you're a small business owner. You have 10 to 15 employees. Things were rocking and rolling, you know, prior to 2008. You've had to lay off a few people. You're still going, but every month things are – and you're in a manufacturing environment. And, you know, your clients, even though you have them on a net 30, realistically, they're paying on a 60 to 90 at best. What are some options to help those type of businesses? Because there's a lot of them out there that are in that situation where they're trying to improve just their cash flow.
Yeah. And that's really where alternative financing like I provide is
okay.
Really fantastic. I'm in the world of invoice financing. Sometimes, and many people call it factoring. And what we do is we target sales activity. So a business, as they have more sales, they can access more money. And because of that target, it can fit in a lot of different scenarios. If you're a manufacturer where your sales are up and they're down, or you're a service provider where you've got contracts that aren't overlapping, so there's gaps, there's situations that cause a lot of peaks and valleys in your – or you're seasonal maybe – peaks and valleys in your business. It's hard to manage cash flow under those scenarios. It has nothing to do whether you're a good or bad business owner. It's just the nature of your business. It's up and down. So when you have a product that comes to you that's somewhat like a line of credit, which is what we provide, something you can pull on when you need it and not pull on it when you don't, it can be a great tool to support your business. That's why this product exists, because there are quite a few businesses out there that if they have a line of credit in their pocket, then their eyes can open up as to what new sales come their way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. So let me ask you this. So in the world of factoring, when you focus on, you said sales, because that represents growth. You know, if somebody's if an organization is focused on sales and they have sales coming in at some point, that there's going to be some money there, which is probably why you guys target that.
Yep.
What are kind of just the high level qualification factors? What size businesses is this ideal for?
That's a great question, because you have to kind of look at what your alternative is. And if your alternative is traditional financing, what do we do different that where we can help where they cannot?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we're not a bank. Our money is private. We decide when, you know, when we give money out and when we don't. And we do not use, in the world of factoring, we don't use the qualification methods that a bank uses.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example from my organization. When we look at a prospect, we're looking at the prospect and their customer. So let's just say you're a new business. You've been in business 4 months, so you don't have a real, you know, track record yet. But you're doing business with Yahoo. So we're going to take a look at your business with Yahoo. We're going to take a look at your customer agreements and you know, the payments that have come before. And if that's strong, if Yahoo, of course, is strong, and if that agreement and that customer relationship is strong, that's something we can approve. And at that point, if we approve it, we can then finance those invoices, however many you make.
Okay.
And that's the key. That's the real key. However many you make. So if you grow from zero to a million, a factor can grow with you in that situation, whereas most other financing companies cannot.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. You're going to be limited, is what you're saying, with traditional business financing or a credit line, right? They're
Absolutely.
Going to approve you for a certain amount, and that's it.
That's right.
Okay, so you're saying that as you grow, so this would be perfect for a startup, let's say, that all of a sudden they get a huge contract from Yahoo or Google or whatever. They can grow with them. Now you have some financial bandwidth is really what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the common scenario I see is a startup gets going and it's got a great owner who's great in sales, and they go out and they get that first contract and they have just enough money in the bank to do that first contract or maybe the first few months of that contract. So now what's the decision point? Are they done? Well, no, of course they're not done. They can go out and get the second contract, the third contract, the fourth contract. Well, in order to do that, they have to have more cash flow support, and that's what we provide.
Excellent. So, Adam, we're about halfway through the show. Share with our listeners where they can find you, find Oxygen Funding. Do you have a website?
Of course. And you know what? I mean, let me say one thing before I do that. There is a website of an association of people like me, and it's a good place to go for information. It's a good place to go to check somebody out. So that is www.factoring.org. That's just a good resource for people. Now, as far as me, Oxygen Funding, our website is www.oxygenfunding.com. And to talk to me directly over the phone, people still use the phone, it seems, 1-800-790-3419.
Okay. And again, those websites, so to check companies out that on factoring, go to factoring.org, correct?
Yep.
And then if you want to learn more about Adam and Oxygen Funding, what he's about, or talk to him about his financing options or funding options, go to oxygenfunding.com.
Correct.
And, and Adam is here in Southern California, which is where I'm at in the greater Orange County area here. I run into Adam at a lot of business functions and events, see him around. So he's out there, shaking hands and kissing babies, so to speak. You've probably ran into him. But, I look at this type of financing option for a business is one that many people don't explore. They'll go to their friends, their family, their credit cards, and look at everything else. They'll try and go to a bank and get funding, and just to get frustrated these days, to be honest with you, is the stories that I hear when people go to a bank, even when you have, your 30 to 40 page well-written business plan, at the end of the day, you're still not getting approval. Banks, many of them are not comfortable lending money for growth. They don't understand it. They don't want to take the risk. So I want to encourage you guys to really take a look at Adam Lomax and Oxygen Funding as an option. If you're in a growth mode, and that's a perfect scenario, if you're having contract, if you're having sales, but you don't have the financial resources to be able to make that happen, you're limiting your growth. Adam is a viable option out there in his business, Oxygen Funding, so definitely check him out. Adam, share with us, some of the differences, and you started to with factoring and let's say traditional banks. So what would somebody need if they came to you and said, Adam, we want to do this, we're interested in it. What is it that you need from us compared to what a bank would need?
Yeah, our evaluation process generally takes about 7 days, seven business days. So that, of course, is a huge contrast to a bank, which can take many, many months.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a great contract in your hand right now and you know you're going to lose it if you don't say yes in the next 5 days, a bank's not the best place to go at that point. So that's a big plus right off the bat, is that we move a lot faster than a bank.
Okay.
The second thing is that we work with a lot of different kinds of prospects, many of which a bank can't touch because they don't have a long enough track record or perhaps the personal credit isn't where they want it to be, different scenarios like that. So we work with a lot of businesses where we help them get past small credit blemishes. Maybe they've got some overdue taxes or some other things that would prevent a bank from ever helping them. Then once you get past that initial part, the actual mechanism of what we do is great, very different in that a bank, like you mentioned, approves you for an amount of money. So like you go to the SBA and they might give you $30,000, $50,000, whatever. Well, when you succeed in your business and you now need the next $50,000, don't go back because they're not going to give it to you. That's not how they think. They gave you the $50,000.
Right.
You know? So,
what'd you do with that? Right.
yeah. I already gave you the money, right? So almost a victim of your success in that scenario. So in my financing, because we peg it to sales, it really doesn't matter. I mean, if you go from $50,000 to $100,000 to $200,000 to $500,000, we're there with you the whole way. And that's a big deal compared to what a typical traditional finance company would do.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about with that, because I like that idea that you're with it. You're, you know, an organization. You're actually a growth partner. You're providing the oxygen. You're allowing them to grow as they grow. You're not capping them out on a fixed limit. But certainly there's some risk there for you guys. How do you manage on your end of it the risk associated with it to ensure that when sales happen that you're getting your portion? And what is the payback terms?
We do verify every single invoice before we purchase it.
Okay.
So if you're a business owner and you're making sales, I will have it's usually an email exchange, but it could be a phone call, whatever, with your customer that says, is this invoice good? Have you accepted this invoice? Has the service been performed?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of your first line of validity in the transaction that we look for. In terms of payback, all payments do come to Oxygen Funding under a factoring line of credit. So we're looking for your customer to pay us.
Okay.
All right. And then,
are people comfortable with that? Do people typically have issues? Do customers, of this organization have issues with that?
That's a good question, too, because people kind of, you know, with their experience with other financing organizations, they kind of run crazy in their head and say, oh, this could be horrible. How are they going to treat my customers, et cetera? And what I can tell you is that my clients' customers all love us. Because at the end of the day, we're a professional organization. We're doing things in a procedural manner. They know what to expect with us. We develop rapport with them. And we're all doing this in the benefit of sales. You know, we're here to make more sales happen. So we want that customer relationship to get stronger and stronger, because that benefits both my client and us too. So
yeah. So let me ask you this, because one of the first thoughts that came to my mind, and I know that you guys kind of managed through this, is that if you're in that situation and you have now a customer and the customer has to pay Oxygen Funding directly, does that have a negative impression for the vendor and the customer relationship with the company that you're dealing with? Does that look bad upon them?
I would say the exact opposite is true.
Okay.
My clients are providing a service that their customer wants them to provide. They like them. In many cases, they're offering them more service. My client is saying, well, in order to do that service, I have to have financing. So if they have a professional finance company behind them, most of the time, if not all of the time, my client's customers look at that as a positive. These people are going to be here next month and next month to keep doing this for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And now that you position it like that, now I'm thinking, okay, here's actually the benefit or the positive of it is that you're not going to limit them. So the customer of the vendor will know that, hey, if I just blow this out of the water and things really increase, I know that this company is going to be here because they have a financing partner that is going to grow with them, and they're not capped out like they would a traditional credit line.
Absolutely true. I mean, I can tell you how many times I've had one of my clients go from, $20,000, $30,000 when they start with us, and then 2-3 years later they're at $300,000, $400,000 a month, you know.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Big growth. And again, that's hard to achieve in a traditional finance environment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that I see a lot of benefits to that. Absolutely. Well, Adam, we've got about 5 minutes left in the show, so I want to make sure that for our listeners, since you're the financing expert here, what else can you share with our listeners to help them understand their financing, factoring, and for business growth options?
I always think of it as take the blinders off, because as a business owner, you fall into the habit of always worrying about cash flow, whether it's to pay your payroll, whether it's to pay bills, buy materials, whatever. You're worried about that, and you will, and unconsciously, you will limit your pursuit of new business under those conditions.
Yeah.
And just if you have a line of credit like mine, a factoring line of credit that costs you nothing unless you use it, that takes those blinders off. And you, and a business owner, I've seen it happen time and time again. It's amazing what happens when you're not worried about cash flow day in and day out.
Yeah, it relieves a lot of stress. A lot
and
of stress, and you know, I can tell you there's many people, many business owners and entrepreneurs right now, given you know, the economic state that we're in, that are just completely stressed. They worry about it. And what happens, you know, on my side as a business coach, when my clients are worried about something which is not the primary focus of their business, then they're not doing the things that bring them new business effectively.
Right.
Their head's not
right
in the game. So I recommend for those listening or those that are going to be listening to the podcast, you know, definitely check this out as a viable business growth option to not only grow your business, but if you're in a position right now where, you know, cash flow is tight, business, things are happening, it's just that maybe your clients aren't paying on time like they should because they're challenged, that has an impact on your business. Call Adam and learn more about his factoring financing options so that you can go about and set yourself up for growth in 2013 here, because I think there's going to be a lot of changes in 2013. I think it's really going to be an opportunity. We're going to see some things change around, and you know what? You need to be prepared. Otherwise, your competition is going to get ahead of you. So that's my opinion, and that's what I'm recommending to all my clients. Now is the time preparing for it. So again, give Adam a call. So Adam, what else would you like to share with our listeners before we wrap up here in a couple minutes?
I would add one more thing, and that is that you cannot, as a business owner, predict where your next new sale is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you turn a good deal down because of whatever reason, if it's cash flow or otherwise, you don't know when you're going to get another deal as good as that coming in the door. So it's, in this economy, it's crucial, when you have good business, be able to take it, be able to bring it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't want financing, everything else be right, right? You have everything else, all the other tools, but you don't want to lose the deal because you don't have the financial resources to add the additional resources to be able to win the deal and to perform on the deal. So absolutely. Well, I want to share with our listeners again, Adam, those websites. You said it's factoring.org to kind of check out the factoring industry, right?
Yep.
And then oxygenfunding.com to learn more about Adam and his factoring financing option. Adam, I want to thank you for being a guest on our show. Wish we had more time because we could dive in real deep on financing and growth for businesses. So for you listeners that are out there, again, don't hesitate to reach out to Adam. Oxygenfunding.com, Adam Lomax. He's here in Southern California working with many, many businesses on helping them put the oxygen back into their business so they can realize growth. And that's it. Adam, thank you again for being a guest on our show.
Thanks, Mike. This was great.